Hey, Marker, the Baker and the Beauty Review guys. Action!
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. We bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, guys. This is actually a TV review, guys, that we're actually reviewing. Which is funny because we saw an ads, I guess plural, many ads, the same ad, repeat on Hulu. And you know, we were kind of skeptical about it. We're like, oh, okay, you know, all right. The Baker and the Beauty, we saw the trailer for it countless times and we were just like, huh.
Yeah, I like to binge watch Mass Singer throughout the day as I work. Usually the ads are on repeat. So I saw like the trailer for this quite a few times, and yeah, it kind of did pique my interest. So I know when he saw the trailer, we were watching The Masked Singer together, yeah, he was like, what is this? And yeah, so we're like, you know, we'll give it a shot. And yep, you know, I'm glad we did.
Yeah, you know? I'm definitely glad we did. So we did a little bit more research as well. So The Baker and the Beauty is actually originally from an Israeli. So I was like, oh wow, okay. So then it's like one of those shows that, you know, that happened originally overseas, then we made it American and all this stuff. And so going further more into this, I was just like, hey, I'm excited to see an American version, I guess you could say, so to speak. And I really am excited because I loved the tone of the trailer so much. I was like, hey, this is family orientated. This is going to show a lot of good stuff. Charm. It had a lot of charm to it.
Plus, I feel like it's very cultural too. Like it's, yeah, like a Hispanic culture.
Yeah.
But I liked how it's such an interesting concept. Like,
yeah,
someone who's just a regular schmo is introduced and thrust into this celebrity world, mm-hmm, of like an international celebrity. yeah. Almost like comparison to Oprah, you know, like, yeah, everyone knows this person. So it's kind of interesting to see, yeah, how their relationship is.
Definitely. So we're going to be reviewing episode 1, 2, and 3. We're just going to skim through them real quick. And then, I mean, we're so far. So episode 1 was, just like every other TV show, it's a pilot episode. Did you like the pilot?
I did. I think the characters we've seen, his family, the Baker's family, Daniel, yeah, they're very relatable, and yeah, you just can't help but like the family.
It feels very home-based, especially like how, you know, how we grew up and everything. It's just a big family, and I love it because it felt like, you know, familiar. It felt so close, but yet so far. Like, even though we're watching it on camera, we just felt very close to the heart, I guess you could say, so to speak.
And they're very, I like the chemistry of the actors, yeah, playing this family.
They're all good chemistry together.
They're great chemistry. It's very believable, yes, and they're very silly with each other, and I really like that. Like, yeah, I can't the help Garcia but really family, love this, yeah, family.
The Garcia family is really good. It's a really heartwarming family, and they're really charming. I love the charm between the mom, the dad. I love the charm between Raphael and Maya. I mean, I love it all. I mean, Daniel and the brother too at the same time. I love that so much about these characters, was that they were going good with each other, corresponding well with each other, and it didn't feel forced whatsoever, not one bit. And I love that about it. Even though I'm really like, how you say it? Like, I'm really technical when it comes down to the intro of any show, really, of any movie. Actually wasn't that bad because I'm not saying it was terrible or anything. No, it was good. It felt very natural. It wasn't forced whatsoever. Just a story. Hey, this happened. Then, oh, okay. Then, you know, we're not going to mention any spoilers, by the way. So this happened. This didn't happen. And then, oh, okay. So then because you made that choice, this is the outcome of the show. So I was like, okay, cool. So then it wasn't like, oh, hey, even though it was a good setup. I felt like a good writing setup and a good writing perspective when it came down to it, because I really did enjoy the setup into where it became down to the big,
right, movie. And so we got a lot of information kind of, yeah, packed into the first episode. We see like the family, we see where Daniel, the main character, is at right now, and we see where he's at. And then you're right, it comes down to one decision that literally sets the tone for the rest of, yes, the series. And so I liked that, how we see his perspective. And you kind of can't help but like root for like the protagonist. Like, yeah, yeah, you want Daniel to be happy. You know, yeah, he's not. He makes this decision and then he just gets thrown into this whole completely different, yeah, world.
Yeah.
So I really like the start of it so far. It was, yeah, really interesting, especially for considering it's like the first episode.
Yeah. Episode 2 ruined my life. We get a sense into what, you know, a different kind of emotion here. An emotion where it comes down to, you know, a mother that's going, you know, that doesn't know her own daughter. That's kind of hard to to deal with and correspond with.
I think it's relatable. I think the daughter is at an age where, you know, teenagers don't really necessarily confide in, you know, their parents as much. Yeah. They're going through so many changes themselves, especially her. She is struggling with other, other, you know, things. But I really like how they capture it. Like the mom, she really wants to connect with her daughter.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't know. And there's a big secret and we know what it is, but, you know, you can see that drift between their relationship.
Oh yeah. And the thing is though, that Victor actually, you know, he's so emotional towards it and he's, you know, not to a sense to where like he doesn't know what to say per se. It's just he knows what the right things are to say, and he knows how to get her mind off of the situation that, you know, I mean, that's not curable. And we'll go further because we're not mentioning any spoilers, guys. Sorry, I know we're beating around the bush, but yeah, we're not mentioning any spoilers. We don't want to ruin it for you guys. So yeah, we get into Noah Hamilton's life, into her past, and we get a sense that we actually do get a past, not necessarily a past scene, but she's talking about a childhood memory, which I really did enjoy that too, because it showed us just the back, small little background. That's all we really need.
So I really liked how her life is set up to be the celebrity in this scene is Noah Hamilton. She's pretty much set up to be this perfect person. She's like a model. She's beautiful. She's like funny. She's great. Almost like perfect. But I liked how, you know, not everyone's perfect. And we see, like you said, we see a glimpse into her actual personal life. Mm-hmm. And I really, that was a very touching moment. Whenever that's revealed, it's through a phone call. You got a small glimpse of it. But I really like that. You know, not everything's perfect. She does have her own struggles as well. But she does a very good chance because of the press to hide it from everybody.
I mean, let's give a lot of props to Victor, man. I mean, Victor's come from a lot of good movies. He's come from Lords of Dogtown. He's been in all the 50 Shades of Grey. He plays an important character in there. And I'm just like, wow, like this.
Yes, I've never seen 50 Shades of Grey or any of the movies.
I just seen the first one. That's it. But I didn't really like care too much for it, really. But in all sense, in all bets aside, though, I'm just like, wow, like this guy, he's a talent. I mean, he really is. And then I know one of my one of the critics here actually told me about another movie that actually I'm planning to go see. I'm going to try to find out like on a streaming service, was Raising Victor Vargas, in which he plays a teenager and he plays a really good role. Apparently, he plays a really good role in there. So that's what I'm going to hopefully be able to see very shortly, to see exactly where his potential lies in when it comes down to movie side.
No doubt. I think that he has a lot of potential. He obviously has a big repertoire. But this is me personally seeing him. I know he was in Godzilla, like, but I don't personally remember him. Sorry about that. Yeah. But yeah, I really liked, you know, his character and what he brings to the role. I really like the cast of Noah Hamilton.
I really like
her too. She was in, I think, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
But I like her.
Take Me Home Tonight. She's been in a lot of good stuff.
So I really like those two as the main lead.
She's mainly been in a lot of TV shows, so it's not like she's estranged from TV shows. She's actually, that's what she's mainly been in a lot of stuff. So I was like, okay, cool. Furthermore into it, this episode 3 was called Get Carried Away. And you know, we actually go to Puerto Rico. That actually is filmed in Puerto Rico. And it's pretty cool because I love the setting here, because we've been to Puerto Rico. And I was all like, man, this looks familiar. Like, it's just like, memory lane or something. And I loved it because it just showed so much of a heritage, so much, you know, familia, showed so much food. I mean,
food.
And there's this inspiring quote that I really do love that that Victor actually says, aka Daniel Garcia. What he says is actually, food brings us all together, and I love that about it, because the same thing as food brings us together, movies and TV shows bring us together. The characters we fall in love with through these movies and TV shows, and it helps us either argue or love at the same time. Either argue that this didn't happen the way I wanted it to, and all that stuff. But the beauty of it is, you know, it's all about all the things we care about. Obviously, if we're not arguing about it, we didn't care about it enough.
Right. So by episode 3, it is, you know, living up to the title, Getting Carried Away. You know, Daniel is getting more and more into the celebrity world. essentially his family is worried that he's getting carried away.
Carlos, yes.
So I liked how that tied in. But I also really, like you said, I really liked how we saw the setting of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they're there in the expanse you'll see. But I really like how they focus small parts on like a local community.
It wasn't just
about the celebrity that was there. It was about the local community, how they came together for a cause, helping each other. But I like how there's like a small little twist that starts to develop towards that episode, and I'm really curious to see.
Yeah, keeps you intrigued.
There's a small little twist with another character. We won't mention anything, but I'm curious to see what that angle is.
Same here.
I want to know more.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this actually comes out on Mondays on ABC, and it's actually available on Hulu the following day. So be sure to check it out. It actually comes out every Monday at 9 p.m. Central Time, I think. Don't quote me. I'll correct down the bottom down below if I'm wrong, but I believe it's 9 p.m. Central Time. And like I said, it'll be available following day on Hulu. So yeah, I mean, you know, I can't wait to see what's gonna unfold here. I mean, is there anything that you are excited for? Or like,
that's hard. Like I said, that small little twist that started developing towards the middle end of episode 3. Mm-hmm. I really want to see where that goes with those characters.
Yeah.
I really want to see the story.
Who do you want to see grow more?
I want to see the sister grow more because, you know, she has her struggles, but mostly she's just insecure.
Yeah.
She has a lot of insecurities, especially when it comes to, you know, developing her crush and everything. But I want to see her come out of her shell. I want to see her grow and become more confident because she's a beautiful woman and, you know, she's awesome in her own way. Mm-hmm. And I want her to know that she's that.
Yep. Most agree there. I do agree there. Natalie is her name. Yeah, Natalie Garcia. So hopefully we'll get to see some development out of there. All right, guys. As always, hit that subscribe button. I am your host, Ryan D. Include Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at that, Kylie DeAnge.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Be sure to hit that subscribe button once again. And be sure to look us up as well because we're going to be coming out with new episodes reviewing this of The Baker and the Beauty, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you for making us a part of it. Catch you later.